Welcome to Pass It On, an unofficial recap podcast of HBO's 2018 show, Succession. Quick spoiler alert for HBO Succession Season 1, Episode 1, and nothing beyond that. Not even the up next thing they do at the end. First, a little bit about me. I'm not using any screeners or bonus content. I'll be watching when everyone else does. This means that it might be a couple days before I actually get to produce, write the script, and release the episode. This is also the first cast I'm doing, so be nice when you have feedback that you send to my email, and I'll give out those details later. I want to do the first episode alone just to see if I have the chops, and then I'd be open to adding a co-host after that. Any theories, notes, or feedback could be emailed to passitonpod@gmail.com. That is passitonpod@gmail.com. Our Instagram is passitonpod, Twitter passitonpod, and Reddit passitonpod. It's all pretty streamlined. Now, let's get into a recap of the show. We open with the first scene. It's a cold open, no theme yet, to an older man peeing on the floor. A woman informs him that they are in the new place now, which gives the impression that this might be the owner slash main character of the show that's passing on the company, with an older man being the person who's having memory issues, and we know the owner is a man because promotional materials. Next scene, we have a lovely trope. White guy getting amped to rap music. He's punching the back of a seat of some driver person, and that's actually pretty mean. Don't do that if you're in someone's car and they're driving you around in using a ride-sharing app or anything. But we get the impression that this guy has a personal driver because the person driving says, "We have arrived, Mr. Roy," or something along those lines. So we assume that since the driver knows the guy's name, it's probably a personal driver. And that was just a nice Beastie Boys drop. We can sort of assume this guy might be a little self-conscious or a little showboaty because he gets out of the car, lights a cigarette, immediately throws it on the ground and steps on it. So that's something I assume is something that someone does just to look cool and not actually because they have a nicotine addiction or they enjoy cigarettes. But he has them, so I'm not here to judge. Next, we get a super cool theme, lots of nice little hints to the old news industry and the new industry. There are billboards with different promos on them and anchors giving information. At this point in the show, we don't know that Waystar is the name of the company in question that's being passed on, but it shows on one of the billboards in the opening. There's also a stack of papers indicating the transfer or sale of stock or a company, also on brand, and then a promo for older celebrities dying, which might be a hint for this scene or future scenes, but you could kind of assume that if celebrities are aging, they die of natural causes like other people, but the fact that this is in a newscast means there might be something else going on here. After the opening theme, we start out with the first scene of an acquisition, and we learn the Mr. Roy address in the car is named Kendall. The tech guy he's talking to is pretty vulgar, and Kendall pretty much just gets demoted. Not really demoted, but made fun of in front of his coworkers, and they ask if he wants to call his dad. Doing that whole ego protection thing that some guys do, he asks all the guys around him if they want to call their dad, and then this hilarious moment happens where his dad calls immediately after that. He kind of changes his tone after that call, but that's effectively the end of the scene. Speaking of scenes, there are many scene changes in this episode, so I'm not going to announce the title of every scene or what happens, but I'm just going to go through quickly the big points. We meet a new character, Greg. He is the great nephew of Logan, who is the CEO of the company. So Greg, the teen who pukes in a mascot's eyes and gets fired from his job, is the grandson of Logan's brother. And there also is a family tree available published by HBO. They like to do this sometimes with their shows, not including information in it, but then adding a little bit of context outside of the show itself, still in the universe, but they don't mention Greg in that video. Next, we flip back to Kendall, where one of the acquisition team members says it's not really a numbers thing. This sort of implies that there's more going on than sweetening the honeypot to get the deal going. There's probably egos or other workplace politics things going on. We meet another new character. They're all new, I guess, because it's the pilot. But Roman, Kendall's brother, curates a vibe manager to come in and start doing some stage stuff But then Roman starts talking and doesn't even let the guy do his job. And this is the first out of two times that Roman will do something for his own amusement that doesn't really go anywhere. But we'll touch on that second one later. We also learn that Roman used to work at Waystar Royco, and he no longer does. But at this moment, we don't know if he voluntarily quit or was pushed out or got fired or anything else exciting that we'll probably see in the future. Back to Logan, the current owner of the organization. He's walking around and he mentions to a woman who turns out to be Marcy that he doesn't like people crowding around him or he doesn't want them being too in his face when they surprise him for his birthday. Clearly not a surprise anymore because he's helping plan his own birthday, but I'm sure many people can relate to that. We meet Siobhan slash Shiv. They give her a nickname and she learns about what a prekend is. And I think this seems like a pretty low-key scene. Shiv is talking to someone, people in the company, and then Tom asks her for advice on getting a gift for her father. But I think this prekend scene might be something we come back to in future episodes because it highlights the modernization of media or technology or slang that Waystar Royco might be missing out on. And that adds context to the acquisition that Kendall is trying to make. Because if the people on the board and the executives don't know what a prekend is, they might not be out of touch with the quote unquote youth. Back to Kendall, Logan walks in on him as he's describing cupping the balls of the tech CEO, who from now on we're going to call him Lawrence. That's his name. I don't think they've said it in the show yet, but Lawrence is the owner of the company that Kendall is trying to acquire. Logan, then, very chill, doesn't mention the balls thing, brings in documents for Kendall to sign. I don't think anyone is there that can review the documents for Kendall, but he's trusting his dad. That's just normal, rich people, housekeeping stuff. And he signs it, but the camera lingers on him signing the document and the pen in his hand, and it's all very exciting. So there are definitely implications for what this moment means in the future. While we're talking about the camera, there is something called a zoom pop, one of the directors described, where the camera's still and it moves a bit and it zooms in on a character's face or a part of their body, and it's just kind of supposed to be an quote unquote emotional exclamation point. There are several in this first episode, and I don't know if there will continue to be many more, but I think many people are hoping not because it gives a kind of motion sickness feel. I think it's either interesting or less noticeable in later scenes, but people on the internet were definitely not exactly happy with it. I'm sure someone out there likes it, or they wouldn't have put it in there. We meet another sibling, Connor. So now we're up to three: Roman, Kendall, Connor. And Connor is telling a small child about the upcoming water wars and how he has a lake under some land because when water becomes scarce, he's going to be able to give it away and sell it to people. Give it away to people he likes, sell it to people that should be paying for it, that he thinks should be paying for it. At this point, I'm not exactly sure if Tom and Siobhan are dating, but Siobhan is wearing a ring and Tom isn't, so I'm assuming they're not. Siobhan works in politics, so it might be a good image thing to have a wedding ring, even if you're not actually married. We'll get answers on that another time. Greg, the guy that puked in the dog mascot costume earlier, gets wrecked. Hashtag wrecked, meeting his uncle. Security doesn't really know him, so the security guards pretty much just strong-arm Greg as he tries to approach Logan with a birthday gift. We get the impression that this might happen to Logan with general frequency because Logan isn't really shaken by either the security guard using that force or family members showing up when it's convenient for them. We switch to a new scene. Roman funnily quotes that the last time he tried to surprise Logan, he took a swing at him. So Logan doesn't really care about the gifts or the surprise or anything, and this is pretty on brand for him to just walk in and not really do anything special. Siobhan knows Greg's name when Logan tries to introduce Greg to the rest of the family. Let's back up a little bit. Logan goes up the elevator after meeting Greg, enters the home. Everyone tries to surprise him. It's exactly the way he hates. Everyone's crowding him, but he introduces Greg, and Siobhan already knows who Greg is, which suggests that he might not be an exact random. He might have been family adjacent, but she knows his name already because Logan introduced him as Craig, and Siobhan says Greg. While people are trying to give gifts, they're walking around. Logan ignores Tom giving him a gift, which highlights some of their relationship. Connor gets Logan sourdough starter. We're starting to get the impression that Connor is the hippie, liberal, rich sibling, but no one really cares. And I like that this gift-giving scene isn't super long, but it sheds light on how each character relates to Logan and how they relate to each other without explicitly saying, I hate you, I like you, I love these things, I don't love these things. First, Kendall shows up. Then, Kendall's family shows up. He mentions wishing he could have Skyped his kids, but he didn't. and his wife cracks a joke about him doing coke on iPads. So maybe Kendall did live some of that life that he listens to raps about. But Greg eventually makes the ask for his job back at the park, and Logan says if he wants his job back, his grandpa can ask him himself. This reveals some drama between Greg's grandpa and Logan, so they're brothers. Something happened. Again, we'll get details on that another time. Logan gathers all of the siblings together and basically says that he wants to give Marcy another seat on the board, and Marcy ends up being Logan's partner. Kendall's already signed off on this when he was in the meeting earlier and just not paying attention to what he was doing. Connor says he doesn't want to play, he doesn't love the family company politics, and he'll do whatever the other two decide. So now it's up to Roman and Siobhan to decide what they want, how they're going to vote. Then Connor will fall in. Kendall may be already screwed. We'll see where that goes. But Logan can't give another seat or a vote or more power to Marcy unless the other children agree to give up some of that power. We have a tense scene between Kendall and Logan in which Kendall almost cries, or does cry, depending on your definition of crying. But essentially, Logan admits that he doesn't want to give up the company because Kendall might not be strong enough. That was his reason. Logan might also just be power hungry and not exactly lucid, considering the issues he's been having, peeing on the floor. Kendall gets angry, goes to a bathroom, and then destroys it. And we get a nice, before this, we get a nice scene of Kendall and Logan face to face, and then Logan asks Kendall if he wants to hit him. And this has probably been a theme in his life, for all of his life, where his father does something terrible, gets him angry, and then Kendall doesn't really have a way to get out that anger and does something weird or terrible or destructive, or all the above, like destroying a bathroom on your father's birthday. We then get the lunch with a nice obituary from Frank, the lawyer that has been at the company for 30 years. And Logan mentions wanting to play the game. Capital T, capital G, the game. This game turns out to be softball slash baseball. And we catch Greg lying slash embellishing again on the way to the place that they're playing the game. He's in the same car as Logan and he's trying to make his pitch for his job back. But Logan sticks to his guns and says pretty much the same thing that he said earlier. Have his brother talk to him. So what they do is they take black SUVs to a dock, and then they take helicopters from this dock area to a small parks island not far away. It's low-key rich. It's believable rich. They didn't teleport there, so the jury's out on how much money they really have. But it was a nice scene to see them talking in the helicopter. Logan asks Roman what he wants that would entice him to give up his spot or some of his power to Marcy. And Roman says he wants the top job. He wants to be CEO. And Marcy and, I believe, Roman's partner are in the same helicopter. And initially, I thought they couldn't hear the two men talking. But at some point, Logan is referring to Marcy and they can hear everything. So just a little note. They land the helicopter and Logan immediately asks Shiv what she wants. And she also wants to be CEO. But Logan, having already heard that someone wants the top job, offers the head of global operations above Tom. And Shiv looks satisfied with that temporarily. Logan seems to be a man of his word or of honor. He's going to give, best case scenario, give Roman the top job and then Siobhan the global job and then maybe figure out the rest later. But he ends up telling, in the helicopter on the way, he tells Roman that he can be COO, and then Frank, the lawyer that is current COO, will be fired. Shiv is going to do the global stuff. So we've got the politics are over and they start playing the game. Kendall tries getting back into the politics and asks Shiv and Roman if they want to consolidate power under him, as him still being heir CEO, and they basically just tell him to fuck off. Then we catch a nice, interesting scene where Tom is intimidating Greg. Pretty much, Greg is a new player, and Tom, even though Greg is young, Tom isn't underestimating him. And there's a part where he says, "What if I made you kiss me?" And I hope this isn't a theme in the show in terms of lines or themes relating to sexual assault or unconsensual sexual actions, because HBO is no stranger to that territory, but I just want one show from them where that isn't a plot device, and it makes it hard to watch for certain people, so we'll see where that goes in the future. We get another Kendall scene. A lot of people are walking around and the camera's panning around a lot. And Kendall is calling the media, some media organization, to leak info to discredit Logan. Probably so that when Logan announces the stuff he wants to do, it's seen as unreliable. It's anonymously leaked and Kendall is getting into the helicopter to leave the game and hopefully close the acquisition. We get a scene with Roman, which I alluded to earlier, where he offers a child $1 million if he hits a home run. The kid is probably 8 or 9 years old, maybe 10 tops, but you can tell it's kind of a lower income family. The father is holding some type of gardening tool. There's a pole he's holding, and I think that he works at the park or around the park, or maybe they're on a break, but they're out as a family, and Roman asks the kid if he wants to play the game and get the $1 million. And there's this slow scene, and the music is in tune with the emotional scene, because if the kid gets the home run, I mean, the parents are slightly freaking out. If they win, they know this family, they have helicopters everywhere, they're probably rich enough to actually make that $1 million a reality. And Roman writes out the check, but the kid ends up not making the home run. So Roman rips up the check in the kid's face, and we see Logan shake the kid's hand but not actually give him anything or make it better. Frank eventually ends up giving the family a box. I originally thought it was money, but it turns out to be it's a Patek Philippe watch that Tom gave to Logan earlier, back when Tom got a few seconds with Logan to give him a gift. Over to the acquisition, Kendall gets tough on the tech CEO. He's probably thinking about how his dad doesn't think he's tough enough, and he made the deal so good that the guy couldn't turn it down. But the tech guy ends up asking Kendall if he agrees, and they both go in the meeting room, and he asks Kendall, have you heard the news? And Kendall assumes he's talking about a successful acquisition. So they get into that a little bit, and Lawrence says, no, it's your dad, he's in the hospital. Also, fuck you, I hate you, I can't wait to take over the entire company. So that was a pretty dark scene, setting up Lawrence as the first antagonist and the first non-familial antagonist, because he doesn't really care that his dad's in the hospital. He just is going to use this time to consolidate power himself eventually. Before all this happens, Shiv and Roman are in the helicopter with Logan. The game is over. They leave after that home run ordeal. And Logan ends up having a health incident in the helicopter. So they redirect to the hospital. And that's how Lawrence knows. Lawrence ends up learning about the hospital, because it ends up being on the news, and Kendall just wasn't really worried about watching the news while he was thinking about the acquisition. Right after the meeting with Lawrence, Kendall gets a call from Shiv that his dad's in the hospital, and this puts it's a nice cliffhanger, because it puts a time crunch on the deal getting signed, because Marcy technically, legally, isn't in yet, and it forces them to actually show emotions for each other and support each other, and up to this point, we aren't really sure they can do that. So we get a nice ending shot of this apartment complex of families we assume are middle or lower income watching the news. The camera pans out and it's all these overlapping news streams, and probably just to signify the reach and power of the Waystar Royco company owned by the family. And I'm essentially sure the piano number as the outro is just a prettier version of the intro, but with less drums. One quick note about this ending scene between Lauren and Kendall with the acquisition. Rob Yang, the actor that plays Lawrence, had recently lost his mother in real life. So this was probably a really hard scene to film. And it's one of those things where, I don't know, people always assume actors and athletes are overpaid, but they work hard in their own way. And this is probably one of those moments where we could highlight the actor doing something that has very real life implications, but staying cool and collected on camera for us watchers to enjoy. That concludes the first episode of Pass It On, a Succession HBO recap podcast. Once again, our social media handles are Pass It On Pod, PASSITONPOD, and just add @gmail.com at the end of that, and you can email us.